2019 NACUSO Network Conference in San Diego, California, where I just got a report from the weatherman here that it's
actually raining
outside here in San Diego. Like, what? My gosh, but it'll clear up. It'll be sunny this afternoon. It always is. So anyway, all right. Hey, we're here with the guys from BDI Business Data Incorporated, Brian Orta and Todd Holtzman, right?
Yeah, good morning.
Welcome, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning.
Thanks
good
for having
morning.
Us.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
And by the way, thanks for doing all this. We love to see you broadcast.
Oh, thank you.
It is the
thank
YouTube of the credit union space.
Ooh, I'm going to use that as a tagline.
There you go.
I'll have to check with YouTube for it, of course. But.
He takes a couple, some royalties.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Wow. I'm happy to hear. Feedback, testimonials, I like it. All right, hey, let's talk about something equally as cool, what you guys are doing here. What are you guys doing here besides showing off Business Data Incorporated?
Showing off our fancy wares?
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
give
you know,
a quick 411 on what you guys do.
We've noticed over the years, all right, online banking vendors have done a great job, or the omni-channel banking vendors have done a great job of making user experience a big part of what needs to change, right? So we've seen these really elegant platforms come out. The in-browser, the on-phone experience is awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the credit union goes through the conversion process. They spend all the money. They release it to their members. But that experience isn't consistent across everything they send out to their members, right? So we have, you know, credit unions that are still sending out things like this.
Oh, boy.
Right?
Yeah, that's hard to read.
Doesn't match the same elegant experience that they have
true.
Online.
True. Yeah, it's not a very digital. You know?
Right, right. So that's one of the things that we think is real important for credit unions to look at next, right?
Okay.
Now that they've enhanced their online experience, how do they carry that consistent new experience across the entire offering?
Seamless experience,
yeah,
where it's cohesive.
As Brian has said, they've done such a good job at increasing and developing their technology, but the main legacy or the foundation of what they do really has fallen behind. So it's a matter of keeping the consistency of the branding and the communications and the distribution of those communications for financial products and anything that they're having to communicate to the membership across all delivery channels.
Right.
So this one delivery channel has not moved forward as much as some of the others. So you know, our goal is to make sure that everybody knows, hey, don't forget,
bring that up to speed as
absolutely.
Well, right? What's
absolutely.
Why is that so significant right now? Is it just kind of having, because everything else is kind of a cohesive, seamless experience, why not this as well?
Well, I think in the world of statements, it's kind of a passe type of medium, and you know, I think they don't realize, or they underestimate the value of a printed piece that comes to them and the communications surrounding it, and how they can also potentially get some payback in terms of additional revenue through new financial products that they're promoting out to the membership base. But also, you know, how that translates and moves into that digital space as well. So print hasn't gone away, it's just being redefined. In these new channels and new mediums and the way that they're distributing this communications to the membership base.
So how much do you see print still being, is there a percentage that you guys know of? Are people getting both digital and printable?
We've been waiting for 20 years for print to slowly go away. E-statements have certainly been rising, print is rising, just not to the degree that it was
that
rising before.
Okay.
But it's still there, and it's still very prevalent.
Okay, all right. Is that because of the increase in membership? Because, I mean, membership, we're 115 million members now? Or is there a reason for that?
I think you still have a large demographic of baby boomers and some older demographics. And I don't think financial institutions really want to alienate any one demographic, so they're trying to be very sensitive about making sure that they are giving services that hit their respective needs and
that's
wants.
What a VP of marketing has to deal with as well. They're still doing, you know, print ads, and then now they're doing social media ads, and they're doing video ads. So there's so many more channels now. It's like what you guys are doing.
And marketing's very different than maybe a compliant document, right? As Brian has seen, we have seen, we have to handle both the digital side, distribution side, as well as the print side. So for a couple of years, it all goes email marketing. And everybody gets bombarded with email marketing. Nobody's opening it up and not getting the click-through rate, so it starts going back to print.
Right,
there's ebbs and flows across both channels, and we have to be prepared to be able to handle the scale
of both. Let's get to these here questions.
Uh-oh.
Are credit unions still seeing from mailed marketing pieces and statement inserts? Are they still seeing this stuff? What's the
good response rate?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Todd can probably speak to this better, but what we're finding is they're still doing print marketing pieces. You know, we saw everything go online years ago, and now it's just noise, right? Along with every other banner ad you see. So they're going back to paper and trying different things.
About, right.
So they're trying different delivery options, right? We saw this years ago. or we stuff this in a statement, right, as an insert.
Right, right.
And now we have the ability to actually put it like in the statement as an insert.
I like that better.
So
it saves paper too, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It saves paper, it's less expensive, and credit unions can try different ways of pushing the message out to see what gets more relevant.
Very nice, very nice. So how, oh gosh, I can't even read my writing. Gosh.
Are you a doctor?
I am. So the top performing credit unions are pursuing target marketing in paper and e-statements. So how many of them are out there? What's the skinny on this?
On the
let me get a look over here at the question that I can read. How often are top performing credit unions pursuing targeted marketing?
I think they're all performing targeted marketing in some degree. They're really trying, especially with data analytics now, and that becoming that technology becoming more prevalent. They're really trying to drill down on a granular level to see who, based on the, you know, will buy what type of products based on the purchasing habits, where they live, the demographics of the individual. And through that, they are trying to parse out all of these compliant documents that they're being regulated to have to send out, and trying to really push that message that's going to target that particular individual. Maybe they buy a HELOC because they want to use it as an emergency fund versus somebody else who's paying off a credit card, right? What's that demographic and how do we really speak to their specific needs, not just to a larger targeted group, but to that individual as well.
Right.
Yeah. And reduce costs at the same time.
Oh yeah, no doubt. Yeah. No doubt. Our e-statements adoption, is it still growing? Well, we just kind of talked about, we kind of addressed that.
Sure.
So is it still growing though? I mean,
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. And so what's the average adoption rate of e-statements? Do we have a number?
Typical 35%.
Really?
For credit unions that are getting really aggressive, we've seen it all the way up to 80%.
What? Yeah. Those are outstanding numbers.
It really is, yeah.
Those are huge still.
Think about the amount of paper they're saving.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Delivery's much faster.
Yeah. And you can, like you said, you can incorporate marketing messages and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
What other technology is on the horizon for statements as far as incorporating message? Can you like incorporate, dare I say, video? Can you do that type of stuff? Or is that on the horizon? Or
yeah, so we have
now the ability. You're speaking his language.
Oh, okay.
We can embed video, so if any of the credit unions have any commercials out of any of the CDN networks,
10-second
that can rope it in multiple touch points across all delivery channels.
Right,
the biggest thing that's happening is, yes, e-statements is growing, but with the increase of transactional banking on mobile devices through the mobile apps, it doesn't really make sense to be able to view a little PDF on a small screen.
Right,
you have to expand it, got to pinch it, got to zoom it.
Yeah.
So through responsive web design, we took that all the way down, for instance, to the compliant document, right, where the compliant document will actually recompose the headers and everything. So with the swipe of a thumb, they can get to any transaction that they want and see it how they want. So it makes a more conducive, much better user experience across all platforms, and that's really what a lot of the credit unions want. They want a seamless user experience.
Very cool. Ooh, I like that a lot. Yeah. I like that a lot. What else is on the horizon? What else is cooking in the labs here?
We're just trying to keep up with you, Mike.
Well, then you're in trouble. Based on my question, based on my handwriting and my question, you're in trouble.
Man. Brian's here for the comic relief.
Be here all week.
Thank you. Buddy.
Try the veal.
Yeah. Very cool. What? Anything else, guys, to add to before we wrap up here? Anything on the horizon?
Just like everybody else, everybody's trying to streamline costs as much as possible without sacrificing value add. So it's a constant evolution of the infrastructure scalability to be able to maintain more and more credit unions' promotional activity that they want to get out within a certain fixed period of time. So it's new print technologies. Full color technologies are run at incredibly high speeds with tremendous accuracy, but fast turnaround times is the biggest. And I think that's where we spend a lot of our time, putting a lot of our resources to make sure that that infrastructure is second to none.
Yeah, immediacy is what we want these days, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, gentlemen. Well, thank you very much for your time. As always, you guys are doing a great job. I still can't believe those numbers. Oh, my gosh. Those are, like, mind-blowing. I can't believe the rate is still that high. Yeah. So good stuff. All right, guys. Brian?
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So now I get to shake your hand.
Well done. Yeah, you can shake my hand. No, it's fine. All right, guys.
We appreciate it.
There they are, the gentlemen from Business Data Incorporated. Go check them out.